The following program has been furnished and paid by Nathan P. Ross, CPA, and KSEV is not responsible for its content or the products or services offered.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, a show that helps you learn how planners can generate significantly more wealth now. Nathan will answer your questions about business or personal finance, or how to increase current cash flows and generate retirement savings to make sure you're on the right path, and so much more. Whatever your financial goal, Nathan can get you there faster. And now, here's your host, Nathan Ross.
Welcome to this week's Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. Thank you for taking the time to listen today. And if you hear something that sounds interesting or might fit your facts and circumstances, please don't rush out and try it. Let's consult with your existing advisors first. Tax, legal, real estate, investment advisors, etc., to make sure that you understand what you heard, and more importantly, that it might fit your facts and circumstances to help increase your wealth or cut your costs, cut your taxes, which is one of the most extreme costs we have as we get to a retirement age. And it's only going to become more so. And, you know, we talk almost every show about the tax train that's barreling down the tracks, and we're running out of time. It will be here in the next I'm going to say 5-6 years, 2028-29, somewhere in that time frame, maybe sooner if these interest rates continue to stay high, and that will push us over the edge, and I do mean over the edge, even faster. So you might continue to listen to our conversations every week. We typically talk about Roth accounts or Roth conversions if you have pre-tax accounts, and we give you the reasons that you should post-haste consider undertaking those conversions. In any event, as you know, if you tune into the show every week, we use current news articles to illustrate or explain certain topics that we opine on from week to week, and this week is no exception. I've added a bevy of new articles, even some earlier this morning, and, you know, I am amazed at the content that's out there that is, you know, it just explains what we're about, essentially, in terms of recommending tax strategies or perhaps making clients aware of certain real estate private partnership syndication opportunities or offerings. And it's nice at the same time to keep up with, it helps us keep up with new rules or new stories, I'll say, of what's going on in the world. And it's really a small world after all when you look at the way the United States is involved in so many geographical areas of the globe these days. So let's go visit the BAPlannerShow.com site, which is the same place that if you don't currently have advisors that know or like to consult in the areas of real estate taxation, retirement planning and taxation, and using those funds to invest in real estate private partnership syndications, and lastly, the zero tax math strategies that we all should strive to achieve by the time we get to retirement, because you're going to need every dollar you have to pay the tax that's due when you start taking your required minimum distributions if you haven't gotten them over to Roth. And by marrying a marriage of one of our favorite options for creating wealth, the real estate private partnership syndication market, with Roth conversions, getting your pre-tax funds converted to Roth even while they're invested in a real estate private partnership syndication, can achieve the lowest possible tax cost that you might have to convert to Roth. And we've talked about that on the air many times. We may have time to talk about it again today, but I just want to help you move the thought process along as to what you might want to consider if you agree with us that the math doesn't look good for our country. And when I say our country, inevitably it means you and I. And the middle class, the upper middle class, will bear the brunt of the collective federal cost to deal with the budget deficits that are just running out of control. And the reason that it'll be the middle class, upper middle class, because that's where the money is, folks. There is no bigger pot of gold in them there hills than the middle class. And as far as the wealthy goes, there's not enough of them. That's the problem. And it won't take long to utilize everything. You could take every dollar they have, and it's not going to much move the budget deficit from where it's at now, and it in no way gets us to a point where we're able to continue the spending that we've been using in terms of the levels, the rates of spending for, I don't know, at least the past 20 to 25 years. It's just amazing how much the deficit has gone up since, I'm going to say since the 90s, but really the biggest chunk of spending has been since, the early to mid 2005, 6, 7, in that time frame, and really kicked into high gear with the debt malaise or the global financial meltdown, I guess you might say. But in any event, if we go to beaplannershow.com, couple things there on the home page, you'll see a link just under the center heading for forms. And if you'll click that link, you can submit a client profile. Step one to consider working with us, or we'll mutually consider working to see if we can help you achieve your objectives, your goals when it comes to retirement wealth, or just wealth in general. The real estate private partnership syndication arena, we think, is the low-hanging fruit of the investment world, but it's not one that your stockbroker is going to tell you about. And unfortunately, some of the folks out there that will tell you about it, you can't really trust them all that much. And so it's important to have an independent voice, as we see it, which is what we offer, to help you analyze opportunities. And you've got assorted investment platforms that are available in your area that I know one of the founders of one of those platforms 6 months or a year ago, probably closer to a year ago, said on the air, he's on the radio every day here in Houston, in fact he's on the same station, and he said on the air, why do you need to read the private placement memorandum or operating agreements, the information, the playbook, the pro forma, whatever you want to call it, about a given opportunity. He said, you just need to take action. Just rush ahead. Well, that was before several of the syndicators that present through his platform and offer partnerships to his members ended up having properties foreclosed on and, you know, are under significant financial duress, even to the point where apparently he's taken their photos down off the wall, the syndicator wall that he maintains there in the office. And so you may notice, if you're a member of that platform or you otherwise visit on case study night or expos, etc., that there's a few what would be familiar faces if you had gone to multiple meetings that are no longer there. And of course, there was no announcement. It just kind of happened under the dark of night. And we've been saying from the very get-go that if you don't understand what you're investing in, you better have somebody that does. You can either learn it yourself, or you can pay to have it learned for you. And in any event, you want to understand concepts that I would hazard a guess most of the syndicators on that platform, not to mention the gentleman I mentioned who's the founder, they couldn't calculate an internal rate of return or a cap rate if their life depended on it. And yet they make it sound like they're going to teach you how to do it so you'll be on parity with the syndicator. I believe that's the word he used. And I thought he must mean a P-A-R-O-D-Y type parity, because he sure could mean that their education is going to put you on the same level as some of the foxes that he allows in his program to get into your chicken coop or your hen house, as I call it. And you have to be super, super protective of your capital, not just on that platform, but on every platform, every syndicator, sponsor, lead partner. None of them will take care of your money or understand your money better than you can. You're the one that earned it. And, you know, for when you see how the syndicators, especially that platform, allows the lead partners to take garnormous or ginormous fees out of their partner capital they raise on day zero, that's when they're walking out of closing after closing on a transaction, you will be wanting to check often to make sure your hen house is locked and you alone have the key. And unfortunately, that won't be the case in that platform or several others, where they essentially allow the syndicators offering the egregious deals that have high fees. They give them the key to your hen house by allowing them to teach the courses on how to syndicate or what to expect with syndication, how to analyze transactions. What do you think the discussion is going to be when they talk about fees? Are they going to say they're customary or standard, as I hear the most egregious foxes say? Or are they going to tell you to avoid the upfront fees, only deal with syndicators that will provide you with some clawbacks in the event the interest rates go skyward again, which they very well may. If you believe Jamie Dimon, interest rate increases aren't over. Jamie Dimon being the head of Chase Bank, probably one of the most revered and looked-to banking sources in the country when it comes to his advice, his annual shareholder letters, which I did add finally. I kept saying I was going to find it and get it up on our site, and you'll see it out there. Jamie Dimon, Chase Bank's chairman and CEO, letter to shareholders. It's probably 15 or 20 articles deep now on the news page, but that is a 61-page letter, the letter to his shareholders, Chase Bank. That's kind of like a term paper, I guess, or a case study if you were still hashing out your MBA. But in any event, let's do this. I see we just crossed the first break point. Let's go ahead and take our first break, and we will circle back momentarily with more of this week's Be a Planner show with Nathan Ross, CPA.
People always coming up to me and asking, what's your secret? With all you do, your attitude just seems to be so good. How do you keep it? Well, I'm not the Dalai Lama, but I'll try to offer up a few words. Better get to living, giving. Don't forget to throw in a little forgiving and love along the way. You better get to knowing, showing a little bit more concern about where you're going. There's a word unto the wise. You better get to living.
BeAPlanner.com wants to ask you, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously, do you want to work with a planner or a reporter? A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at BeAPlanner.com. The Be A Planner Show with Nathan Ross.
Hey, if you'd like to contact Nathan for questions during the show today or during the week, you can text him at 713-581-0195. 713-581-0195. Or you can send an email to Nathan at npross.com. Nathan at npross.com.
Have you recently joined a real estate mentor program? BeAPlanner.com shows how real estate investments combined with proactive tax planning can generate significant wealth. However, syndication terms for private real estate partnerships are complicated. They help you assess the benefits of ownership from A acquisition to E exit. A planner wants to know what they are signing up for. BeAPlanner.com with CPA Nathan Ross. BeAPlanner.com.
Song, Bobby McGee. I'm just longing to be free. Take me where I wanna be. Big dreams and big dreams. And there are many just like me
with big dreams and big dreams.
Okay, welcome back to more of this week's Be a Planner show with Nathan Ross, CPA. And speaking of syndications, before we go into some news, let's talk about, because this kind of has me going when I was talking about the local platform there in the Houston market, where the founder, the leader, et cetera, not just 6 months to a year ago, said on the air, there's no reason to read any of the documentation that you get in advance of investing in the partnership. You just need to move forward. Just put your head in the ground, I guess, or elsewhere, wherever you find comfort, and move forward with investing. Stroke a check for the minimum $75,000 to $100,000 that you're going to invest in a partnership. And since then, he and that platform have had several transactions that went under. People failed to get their money back, and now he's singing a little different tune. And I guess our admonition all along is you better understand the syndication math before you invest in syndications. And you should not just understand how to do the math, you should understand which math is egregious when it comes to certain levels of fees. And I'll never forget, had that gentleman on the air 2 and a half years ago, and I asked him, I said, well, what about these transactions that you've had come on the platform lately where you've got syndicators that are taking as much as 5% on the front end? We're talking $75 to $100 million transactions. The syndicator is walking out of closing just when you're getting started and taking a collection of fees that would total up to 4 or 5%. I believe 5% was the highest that I saw. And it's a combination. They call them different things. And, in fact, at one point, I remember the one transaction that caught my attention that I had raised this with the founder of that program. And I noticed that after we had discussed that project on the air, a 5% acquisition fee, the transaction was pulled off, I guess, the quote market, end quote, momentarily, and they changed the fees to where they broke it down. Now it was a 2% acquisition fee, you know, 1% due diligence fee, a 1 or 2% capital raise fee, debt placement fee. They basically got to the same 5% level, but it was a little bit more camouflaged, which, again, if you don't review real estate private partnership transactions often, we eat them for breakfast with what we do, you won't see that stuff. And then you won't notice when the promote, that's the override that the syndicator gets, might be unusual or irrational, unreasonable, and where, you know, in that particular case, I believe, and it's been a couple years ago, so forgive me, but it was somewhere in the 30 to 40% range, which at the time was high. And you know, the sad thing is there's been more syndicators. The syndicator game is kind of a game of one-upsmanship. And when a few syndicators see what somebody else has done or gotten away with, they too start tweaking their fees, thinking, well, you know, if it's good for that gentleman or that lady, why can't I do it? Why can't I? I'm just as worthy as they are. Why aren't my fees higher? And next thing you know, you've got a fee set that spirals out of control. And in large measure, that's what's happened in the syndication space until we had the recent run-up in interest rates. You had mortgage rates busting through rate caps. People thought they had purchased a high enough rate cap, only to realize that, you know, when the Federal Reserve, I believe they had 11 different rate increases, if I'm not mistaken, over the last couple years, and the rate locks that syndicators were buying might have covered them on a 2 or 3% hike in interest rates, but not on a 4 or 5% hike. And if you don't understand what the impact of even a 1% or a 0.5% increase on the variable mortgage rate does to a transaction, you need to get some education, learn about the real estate syndication math, which we teach and we help you understand. And I am in the process of working on a community that we're going to put together. It'll be software driven, and it'll include canned content, webinars, automated webinars, as well as live Q&A. And we hope, it's quite an undertaking, but we hope we'll have that ready by sometime midsummer, maybe late summer. And as part of that, we're also going to seek to form a call it a union, like the Steelworker Union, you might say, or Steel Workers Union, wherein syndicators, or I'm sorry, investors in syndication deals can join and have a collective representation to help negotiate better terms in these syndications. If you're investing in a real-world scenario, and I'm going to distinguish a real-world scenario from a local platform where there's exclusivity to the platform. And you may recall I've talked about Self-Made Millionaire's platform on many occasions before. And Self-Made Millionaire has exclusivity. He won't allow people to invest in the transactions that are available through their platform unless you're a member. You've paid the $20,000+ cost of entry, membership, to gain entry. And then he further won't allow someone to offer a transaction as a syndicator unless they've paid another fee. I think it's $10,000 to be trained to lead a syndication, which, you know, I'm not going to quibble over the fees. I think those are realistic or rational. In fact, I have told him at one point, he may have forgotten, but we had lengthy phone calls back in the past when I was a member of the vendor program. In fact, I was the first member going way back to 2003, and I remember telling Self-Made Millionaire he should raise his fees to $100,000, his membership fee, and just focus on the people that actually take action, because as he indicated at the time, and maybe it's different now, maybe as the fees went up, people started to pay more attention and actually utilize their membership. But he made the point that, hey, so many people don't participate that, you know, it actually saves money by keeping them low. He makes more money, but he saves money having to accommodate you know, having larger office or seminar space, et cetera. But bottom line is the program has value to the right people. And whether or not it'll have value for you or not, that'll have to be something you decide after you learn more about it. And I'm happy to consult with you on that front free of charge and explain to you why you might or might not want to join any platform, including that one. I have often been critical. I'm still critical of some of the advice you'll be given as part of your training, especially with respect to retirement funds. It's a heavy price to pay to take their advice on cashing out those funds when in today's world, with today's rules, they're a bit more old school. They're working off the past in many cases. There is no reason that you have to cash out your retirement funds to control them and invest them in real estate. And the notion that, as I've heard many times, Self-Made Millionaire say, is that your 401 is the type of retirement plan that you pay it. It doesn't pay you. Well, 30 years ago, that was true, and that's when Self-Made Millionaire apparently last updated his knowledge base on retirement accounts, and now there is a 401 which is not only self-directed, but it will pay you if and when you're ready to pay some tax. And by the way, you don't have to take it all out, which is what you do when you listen to Self-Made Millionaire. So in any event, when you get into the real world scenario with syndicators, which now, again, the old school platforms came about back in the day when you had no choice but to participate in one of the platforms or one of the investment clubs, because, you know, we didn't have a crowdfunding statute. Well, the crowdfunding statute came about. It's been enhanced, it's been liberalized, and now many of the syndicators that you can find out there are, you're able to deal directly. You can invest directly with the syndicator. And I'll point out that the first platform that I talked about, which, is the one where the founder was telling you don't need to review the documentation, they don't have any exclusivity. If you want to invest with one of their syndicators, go to the free night, go to the case study night, note the name, email, or phone number of the presenter, and then just call them up and say, hey, I've got $200,000 or $300,000. I'd like to break it up into multiple transactions. I heard you speak. I think maybe you have something I might be interested in if I can see the documentation. They will be more than happy, trust me, to direct you to their portal and tell you to sign up so that you can get access to their offerings. And they will never, ever ask you to show that you're a member of that organization. Why? Because they don't care. They only care about making connections for their capital network that will allow them to do more and more transactions as they move down the road. Okay, so due diligence, let's talk about the general way that syndications work and what you can expect. Bottom line is, as I've been mentioning, you have to conduct a thorough analysis of potential risk and rewards associated with the investment. And again, that may not be you. It may be someone like us that you engage on your behalf to look at things like the property age, essentially the overall condition it's in. And again, this is all based on information that's put into the investment webinar or seminar, the private placement memorandum, the operating agreement. The private placement memorandum is going to give us information on how much money will be spent to renovate a particular property, and most of the properties that you'll have an opportunity to consider will need some level of renovation. Everything from what we call a heavy value add, you know, it's a beat up old Class C apartment, as an example, that we're going to renovate, bring in the new amenity sets, the stainless appliances, perhaps the wood like flooring, the bark park for the dogs, smart home packages, all the things that make those properties more nearly comparable to the grade A, class A properties. And, you know, the target market is obviously different. The rental rates are different. But bottom line is you're buying a property at its economic low, and you're going to recast it at its economic high in terms of the rentals. And that's the potential for appreciation that we refer to. And then in general, we're going to look at market trends, economic indicators. We track all sorts of data on rental growth rates. This is across multiple markets. We track, I believe it's 15 or 16 markets across the U.S. We know if a syndicator is showing pro forma information that says they're going to raise rents X percent per month, or they're anticipating X percent rental growth, we know exactly whether or not they're in the ballpark or whether they're simply spewing forth additional hot air to raise money. And let me tell you something, syndicators are as bad as politicians at times. They'll tell you anything to get reelected, or in this case, to get your investment capital. And so understanding the risk-reward profile of each offering will help you make informed decisions, and help you moderate your expectations in line with that property's potential, and make sure that you agree that fits your objectives. In other words, we are not recommending properties. We are not selling properties. Unlike the aforementioned platforms, they have to, or they can't sell memberships. If they can't get their members to bite off and invest in the opportunities that their syndicator members offer, they're not going to be in business long. And so just remember, when you join those organizations and you're made aware of certain opportunities, they may be good people. They may be good syndicators even. There's a lot of syndicators on these platforms that have made people a lot of money. There's also syndicators that have gone under. Just here recently, I've seen several deals that have gone south, and the investors, including some of my clients, are not getting their capital back. And you don't ever hear about those folks on the radio or at case study night. Just understand, they're there. And when you look at some of these organizations, you know, they've got 300 or 400 syndicators. If you go to their annual expos and go to their syndicator ramas, where you have all the syndicators in a room and you go through and do a 5-minute intro to each one, kind of making your pitch as to why you might be a good investor partner, you're going to see 300 or 400 people there that are syndicators. Tell me how many of those you hear on the radio over the next year being interviewed because they were successful. Nary a handful. You might hear a dozen or so interviewed over the next year. Well, what happened to the rest of them? Well, they didn't have any good stories to tell, or you can rest assured you'd be hearing them on the air. I tell you what, let's come back to this discussion. We'll pick up some facets of the due diligence and continue on here momentarily with more of this week's Be a Planner show with Nathan Ross, CPA.
I was gonna be rich no matter how much it cost. And I was gonna win no matter how much I lost. Grindstones and rhinestones have made up my life. But I shine like a diamond through sacrifice. I was gonna be rich no matter how much it cost. I was gonna win no matter how much I lost. And I hope that they'll tell me, well done, my child. You've won your reward through your sacrifice. Your sacrifice.
Did you know 76% of Americans are concerned they won't have a secure retirement? BeAPlanner.com shows how private real estate partnerships can increase current cash flow and retirement savings. There are three options to control your 401 and IRAs, but only one will double your retirement lifestyle. BeAPlanner.com for the Be a Planner show with CPA Nathan Ross.
Hey, if you'd like to contact Nathan for questions during the show today or during the week, you can text him at 713-581-0195, 713-581-0195.
Or you can send an email to Nathan at npross.com, Nathan at npross.com.
Have you recently joined a real estate mentor program? BeAPlanner.com shows how real estate investments combined with proactive tax planning can generate significant wealth. However, syndication terms for private real estate partnerships are complicated. They help you assess the benefits of ownership from A acquisition to E exit. A planner wants to know what they are signing up for. BeAPlanner.com with CPA Nathan Ross. BeAPlanner.com.
Is it easy? No, it ain't. Can I fix it? No, I can't. Well, I sure ain't gonna take it lying down. Will I make it? Maybe so. Will I give up? Oh, no. I'll be fighting till I'm 6 feet underground. I'm gonna woman up and take it like a man. I'm gonna buckle up, be tough enough to take control and make the
okay, welcome back to the final segment of this week's Be a Planner show with Nathan Ross, CPA. And before we get into due diligence, I wanted to flip back over to the news page on our Be a Planner show.com site. I just wanted to point out a couple of the articles. I'm not going to go into them But I wanted to mention a couple things, and then if you get time and you have an interest, you can go listen to them, or go watch them. I'm sorry. Go read them. I'll get it right here in a minute. I talk about the self-directed 401 trust a lot on the show, and I always mention that one of the requirements is that you have some self-employment income. And a lot of people, when I am talking to them on the phone about this, I can kind of hear a pause, and maybe they were excited when I first mentioned the concept of having a self-directed 401, and then I say, well, you know, but you've got to have some self-employment income, and it tends to make them question, well, gee, how would I do that? Well, there's many articles like this online, and there's many websites for side gigs, side hustles, and this one caught my eye on a site called WealthyNickel.com, and it's 47 surprising ways to make an extra $1,000 a month in 2024. So for those of you that have been thinking that, you know, we're telling you a strategy that is impossible to achieve, go take a look at that article and tell me there's not eight of those 47 that you could not easily undertake. And it's not that you have to make an extra $1,000 a month, but you got to try. You got to put in the time. And in the IRS's criteria of what constitutes a trade or business, it's something that you spend at least 100 hours on, I believe it's a month, if I'm not mistaken, or maybe it's a year. But in any event, that's if you, you know, actually have to make the argument that it's truly a trade or business. I'm going to tell you, if you have a Schedule C at a minimum in your 1040 tax return where you've reported any level of revenue, you've got a trade or business. And if you think you don't, how about trying not reporting it at some point? When the IRS finds out about it, you'll see you're going to get hit with tax for income plus the self-employment tax. So take a look at that, and again, it's not as hard to qualify as you think. And then there's another article, we actually talked about this just briefly on yesterday's show, yesterday afternoon. You may know we come on at 2 p.m. on Thursday afternoon. Economist warns of urgent U.S. debt detox, in quotes, debt detox. We're going to be in a recession before people know it. And he makes the point that before we can participate in the next boom, we've got to get our debt under control. And he's correct. And the IMF, there's another article a couple links down from the one by the Economist. The IMF International Monetary Fund, in an article a couple days ago, sounds the alarm on the ballooning U.S. national debt, quote, something will have to give, end quote. So there's a lot of people that are saying it. Unfortunately, the ones that matter, President Biden being one who can't wait to go forgive the next $7.8 billion in student loan debt or to spend additional money funding everyone else's wars, he doesn't understand it. And yet at the same time, he's spending more. Our deficit this year will be just over $2 trillion. He thinks he's harboring the illusion that he's cut the deficit by $1.7 trillion. Well, that may be correct over the next 10-year budgets if it were only true. CBO, which is the Congressional Budget Office, it's a government agency that actually bothers to read legislation, and they're not perfect, certainly. They get it wrong as often as they get it right. They're projecting $2 trillion a year deficits as long as the eye can see. 2034 is what they're suggesting. The current $34 trillion cumulative will be up to $54 trillion by 2034. And I'm telling you, it may not be, because we may not get there. We're going to run out of money. The discretionary budget will be totally exhausted on interest expense by 2028 or 29. And I looked at, let's see, which article? Taxes are increasingly paying for the past, not the future. Look at the second article on that list, and you'll understand that we will be at a point in the next 5 years, essentially, where the 39 cents that's coming out of every one of our tax dollars now to pay for the deficit, 100% will be paying for the interest once you get out that far. We will, for the first time this year, our interest on our debt will pass the amount of money we're spending on defense spending. It's shocking, absolutely shocking. So put your money in hard assets. Look at these multifamily apartment projects. Due diligence. I just want to talk just briefly about due diligence, because this is so critical when you pivot from the stock market. Well, it's critical in the stock market too. Don't get me wrong. It's just there. You don't have much of a chance. You can't really talk to the guy running Apple or running AT&T or assorted other public companies. If you get into the real estate syndication market, it's got more of a local feel, or it can have in the larger cities, because you'll have syndicators that are mom and pop types that, you know, you can actually talk to, walk the properties with them. But essentially, due diligence is where it's going to start. Critical step in evaluating syndication opportunities. You're trying to verify the information provided by the syndicator, along with assessing the financial projections and evaluating legal and regulatory aspects of transactions. The key factors that we focus on for our investors are location, 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 valuation, how did they value this property, occupancy rates, income potential, and perhaps existing or potential legal issues, which a lot of times you won't even find out about until after you're in a transaction. It's very important to try to ferret out what might be lurking below the surface. Additionally, we are going to take a look at the syndications, business plan, exit strategy, and fee structure. All of those are essential to engage the investment's viability. Let's see, got a few more we can talk about here as well. But to sum that up, information is our greatest ally. And, you know, it's amazing to me sometimes the information syndicators will put out where they really didn't understand that it gives us or you an eye into their inner workings, where things are uncovered that they might not have realized gave us pause for concern. They may have been bragging about a certain facet of their operation, where to us it's like a bell going off or a red light, and it makes us want to ask more questions. Market risk and economic factors of real estate syndication. Market risk stem from economic factors such as interest rate fluctuations, changes in property values, shifts in supply and demand dynamics. Economic downturns or recessions can adversely impact property values and rental incomes, affecting the overall returns on investment. And that is certainly true, but I'm also going to suggest, when somebody asks me, well, what's going to happen if, you know, they throw out one or more potential oncoming issues. And I remind people, look, real estate, private partnership syndications, especially apartments, we're not talking about office buildings, we're talking about apartments. All of us have to have a place to lay our head at night. It's a very pervasive asset type. And yes, there are tricks to finding properties that are going to achieve or exceed the expected returns. Location is huge. Better locations will cost more money. Why? Because they stay occupied at higher rates and they appreciate faster. The net operating income, which is the gold standard for what we look at to invest, will be higher most of the time in a properly run property that's in a great location. Will always exceed properties that are hidden in a metropolitan area where you don't really see them, know about them. They're not close to any type of schools or work opportunities, and downtown properties, at least in most markets we track, are going to be worth more. They're going to cost more than properties out in the suburbs, and there's just real good reason for that. They're in higher demand. Property specific risk and contingencies that we look at are, looking for structural defects. Roof replacements is a big one. Maintenance requirements, look at the tenant turnover. Now, in the day of social media, go out and read reviews on the property. See what people are complaining about. And understand that I guess a lot of syndicators would argue, tenants just like to complain. Well, that may be. But when tenants are complaining about the same issues over and over and over, I'm going to suggest that's something for you to address with the syndicator to find out, one, who's managing the property and what are they doing to try to change the trajectory on what their complaints continue to be talking about, right? So, you're going to perform detailed property inspections, not you, but your chosen potential syndication partner, your lead partner, sponsor, whatever you want to call them. They're the ones that are going to have to really dig in on inspections. They're going to have to make sure have appropriate insurance coverages, and they're going to also implement the essentially the property management strategies that assure for tenant satisfaction and occupancy rates. Because let me tell you something, there's no better piece of real estate in the world than one that has a rent-paying tenant in it. And that's the struggle, and that's the goal on all of these types of investments. Well, I'm going to end it there. We'll continue to talk more about the details on syndications and specific opportunities over the coming weeks. But in any event, we thank you for tuning in today. We'll be back on Sunday, 7 a.m., right here on KSEB. Hope to have you tune in. Thank you.
Thanks for listening, and join us again next week for another edition of Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA.